Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in Caring for the Ill. People might have been wondering, based on our recording from yesterday, isn't there a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein saying that medical people working for Hatzalah, if they drive to an emergency on Shabbos, they're also allowed to drive home from the emergency on Shabbos? Why wasn't I referring to that yesterday? So that's a frequently quoted tshuva, and I think sometimes it's misunderstood. The context of that tshuva is a person who is volunteering, doing chesed for the sake of the broader community to help in life-threatening situations on Shabbos. It is very hard to include a friend or neighbor who the only time they're ever going to the hospital is for this specific patient. The whole concept of Rabbi Feinstein's heter is based on a discussion of the Mishnah having to do with when we need people to do a certain mitzvah for the sake of the broader community. If we don't let them go back on Shabbos, they might not do it next time. This is not for the broader community. This is for an individual, my close friend, my close relative. It's very different. It's hard to extend the heter. How and when this heter applies to people in the medical profession, this is a discussion to itself, far more complicated for the discussions in these recordings. But the context of Rabbi Feinstein's discussion, again, is volunteers and Hatzalah. It's important to make that distinction. A few more issues to discuss, halachic issues in the hospital itself. Let's say someone is in a hospital room. There are many wonderful hospitals in this country that are sponsored by a faith that is not ours, Christian hospitals, things of the sort, and there's some religious symbol or religious item in the room. Let's say there's a cross on the wall of the hospital room. Is there a problem with davening, or let's say even saying brachos, with that item present in the room? The generally accepted approach is that one just shouldn't be facing it. There are some who cover it. I don't even know if you have to do that. If you turn away, sometimes if it's on the northern wall, if you daven in a different direction, even if that means that you won't daven towards east, better to daven not facing the cross than to daven in the traditional direction of davening, which is eastward. One issue. Another issue that comes up is we know there are issues with davening, learning Torah, in the presence of excrement. So many, many times in the hospital, a person has a catheter. And many times, if one looks, one can even see near the foot of the patient's bed, a transparent vessel which holds the person's waste. So what's the story with davening in that room? Whether it be the patient, whether it be someone visiting. So the basic halacha is that if the waste is covered and you can't smell it, then you're okay. So it's interesting, the general agreement of the poskim is that even if the vessel is transparent and you can see through it, the bottom line is if it's in a vessel and you can't smell the contents of the vessel, you're okay to daven there. So thank God, in most circumstances with the catheter, that would really not restrict prayer, both on the part of the patient and on the part of the person visiting. There is a possibility that one has to distance themselves for Amos, which is about 6 feet. We normally do not say that in the hospital context. We normally do not say that in the hospital context. The question also comes up in the hospital and beyond when people have a catheter. Just the individual themselves, is there a problem going to shul? Is there a problem davening? So I'm sure you can appreciate there's no problem going to shul with it because the people around the person with the catheter won't be able to smell it. The one thing that's said in halacha is if the person actually feels at this moment something coming out of their system, that they're actually giving off excrement at the moment, they should hold off on continuing to pray until that has passed. But once that feeling has passed, they could certainly continue to daven because the bottom line is they can't smell what's there and it is covered in the vessel. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.